Let's move on now. Israel has launched at least two airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. There has not been any report of casualties yet. The attack comes just a few hours after Palestinians fired a rocket to Israel and Israeli forces shot a Palestinian teen in the leg. The rocket fell in an open area in the Eshkol Regional Council. An explosion was reportedly heard in the nearby area, but no injuries or damage has been reported. Attacks by Israeli forces on Palestinians have recently escalated. On Sunday, two people were wounded by Israeli tank shells in central Gaza. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Ashraf Shannon, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from Gaza. Now, Ashraf, what are the latest details that we have?
Yes, Fahar, Israeli Air Force did carry out three airstrikes, one on the northern Gaza Strip town of Beth Hanun, the second one east of Gaza City in the Shijaya neighborhood, and the third one in central Gaza, east of Al-Maghazi refugee camp. Maghazi refugee camp last week witnessed an airstrike that killed a three-year-old toddler. This is not an isolated incident. Israeli forces carry out airstrikes, land incursions, and attacks on farmers and Palestinian fishermen through almost on a daily basis. Many here blame the situation on what they describe as an international conspiracy of silence, as Israel continues to attack Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Israel waged a major war on Gaza at the turn of 2009. Sometime like today, Israeli forces have killed at least 1,000 people by the fifth day of January 2009. Israel also killed nearly 200 people in November of 2012 in the eight-day war. So the Israeli attacks continue despite the outcry by international human rights organization. Israel continues its attacks on Palestinians and especially in the Gaza Strip. Israel claims that it has that it no longer controls Gaza, but there is a de facto occupation of the Gaza Strip as Israel continues to control the airspace, land, and the coastal areas of Gaza. And under international law, Israel is supposed to allow. The provision of supplies into Gaza. Israel continues to maintain a tight blockade over a population of over 1.7 million living here in the Gaza Strip, a population that 53% of it are under the age of 18. Israel attacks and besieges a civilian population in a direct violation to international laws and norms. And the people here are fearing there is a possibility of another major Israeli attack in the coming days or weeks as Israeli military commanders continue to issue threats.
Okay, Ashraf, thanks a lot for that.